Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thousands of South by Southwest festival goers are completely unaware that they are under an intense psyop as they make their way through the streets of Austin. What started as a place for bands to get exposure is now a joint mind control operation between corporations who are fighting to stay relevant and hip, and the city of Austin, which rakes in millions in tax revenue.
And of course, there's nothing more trendy and hip and independent than General Electric sponsoring a barbecue pit. That's right, GE's Barbecue Research. And of course, throughout this barbecue pit, where General Electric sponsors it and puts their logo everywhere, you have even more compendium advertisement telling you to sign up for more things like Snapchat, where you'll also be hit with Google ads that track your location and steal your passwords. And also go ahead and sign up for their newsletter. Learn more about General Electric. It's cool and trendy because remember, it's all about targeting a new audience for these dying old companies and TV channels that have absolutely no subscriptions, absolutely terrible credibility, and they want you to buy their total garbage.
Here, the blueprint to create and sustain a mindless party culture industry is enabled by thousands of gullible attendees looking for a chance at stardom and the armies of volunteers looking to break into the industry. In order to break people out of their trance, we have focused most of our attacks on the blue chip corporation, McDonald's.
Most of the ingredients in the food at McDonald's in America are banned in 19 other countries. And guess what the source is for us knowing about GMOs in your food? McDonald's.com! Yeah! Silicone might be good for your girlfriend or wife, but it's not good when you ingest it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm not loving it.
Which, in addition to giving away food containing estrogen mimickers, GMOs, and plastic-like cancer-causing chemicals, is subliminally attacking the subconscious mind with images of death, deformed, and diseased children. Here are some of the examples.
They tell you at McDonald's in downtown Austin, they show mutated, dead children with pus pouring out of their eyeballs and welts all over their bodies. Enter here at your own risk and doom. Come and drink from the well. Join us. But we must first warn them. We must first let them know before they have passed the gate.
These are the innocent victims of the Battle of Fallujah. These horrible birth defects and deformities were brought on by the use of depleted uranium bombs and shells dropped by the U.S. government.
Was bombarded by U.S. Marines in 2004. Iraqi doctors there have complained since 2005 of being overwhelmed by the number of babies with serious birth defects.
Well, don't you think radiated, mutated creatures, humanoids, I mean, that's a great way to advertise McDonald's, isn't it? You know exactly what all those animations looked like, the skulls, the rotten kids, the mutated people. It's the world after a nuclear war with mutants everywhere, and I guess that's part of the McDonald's promotion.
These types of birth defects are now showing up in the children from vets who serve there. But this is not just limited to McDonald's. The CIA has been using art as a weapon since the 1950s in a program called Long Leash. And now that the CIA is openly operating domestically, we can expect more attacks to our mind, body, and soul. McDonald's should be shamed for invoking death, disease, and deformity as something trendy. But by not speaking out, we have only ourselves to blame. Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing in there.
Don't see me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He came, he saw, he died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Help getting this youth. Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And we're live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday, the 22nd day of March, 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a lot of new, breaking, important news. One of the heaviest news days I can remember on a Sunday in a couple years. And I've been doing this Sunday broadcast for almost 8 years. So it's going to be a very big broadcast today, very important. That said, in the second hour, I was thinking about this last night, so I called some of my reporters and asked them to come in. Mikhail Phelan's here doing stories for Infowars.com on this issue I'm about to raise. Anthony Gucciardi, one of our other great reporters and researchers, is coming in because 2 years ago, or a little less than 2 years ago, it was Anthony Gucciardi and I who received the contact information from a trusted source. And you notice the Air Force Base at Dyess never denied it. You notice that all hell broke loose in the news in the next 2 days. And you notice you didn't see the media come out and demonize me and say that I was a liar. And of course, I'm talking about missing nuclear warheads from Dyess Air Force Base. In fact, guys, will you print me the missing nuke case from Minot 2007? Just give me a Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Associated Press, just something to wave in front of the camera and show people the headlines. Because when I mention this, people don't even believe that happened. So things that are admitted, I can't get the public to admit went on. Now, do you think I was happy to come on air and say that we got a call? We're going to go over the date, when it happened, the background, all of it, because there's now new developments on this front. And the news blackout that was basically ordered on this is now been lifted. Because believe me, don't you think Media Matters, that writes about us every couple days, run by the White House, don't you think MSNBC, that attacked me, that I know of more than 10 times last week on 6 or 7 different shows? I was in a restaurant and they had it on without audio, and I saw Alex Jones Friday night on the ticker at the bottom. I was talking to one of my neighbors, and they said, oh, I saw you like last Tuesday, they were attacking you. My point is, don't you think they'd be attacking us if they hadn't been told to shut up Please put the article back on screen you just found for new listeners. And for TV viewers, Infowars.com/show if you want to see the feed, the free feed. 2007 United States Air Force nuclear weapons incident. United States Air Force nuclear weapons incident occurred the 29th, 30th August 2007. Six AGM 129 ACM cruise missiles, each loaded with a W-81 variable yield nuclear warhead, were mistakenly loaded on the United States Air Force, U.S. Air Force B-52 heavy bomber at Minot Air Force Base and transported to Barksdale Air Force Base. The nuclear warheads and the missiles were supposed to have been removed before taking the missiles from their storage bunker. The missiles with the nuclear warheads were not reported missing and remained mounted to the aircraft at Minot and Barksdale for a period of 36 hours. And we have sources that were at the base where it landed, and we know the whole inside baseball on that. And we knew it was six warheads, not one, for a year until they had congressional hearings, and then six came out in the news. My point is, we don't make stuff up. We make mistakes sometimes. And, you know, a regular news show would just come on and say, we have new developments on missing nukes. And then we'd go into that. But I want you to understand how I think about things and what I see going on. There has been no coverage of this except for record firings of the basically the entire command, Army, Air Force, you name it, over the nuclear forces. They've basically fired everyone from the top down and replaced them with super creepy Obamanoids. And we've done a bunch of special reports on this, looking at each new general they would put in. And, I mean, you're talking about dangerous globalists, people that are known to be anti-gun, anti-freedom. There's been a coup over this country. And the missing nuke story ties into all of this. And I'm not talking about Minot 2007. I'm talking about Dyess Air Force Base 2 years ago. So we're going to spend the entire second hour on this. You need to tell your friends and family to tune in, because if we can get attention to this, we can hopefully stop whatever they're planning. All we know is that since the 80s and the treaties with the Russians, they supposedly took the nukes out of Dyess, then nukes in bunkers were removed, compartments were opened up, secret compartments basically. Base security didn't even know they were there and thought they knew everything. They were loaded on civilian trucks and not transported to Pentax to be dismantled. That's the biggest nuke dismantling facility in the U.S. There's only three of them, but it's the biggest. It's very close, 60, 70 miles away, I guess, as the crow flies. They didn't go there. They got sent to the East Coast. And I will tell you that the base police, they have private police there, had their guns out and said, no, you're not driving off the base with this. We inspect everything that leaves here. There was a standoff for an hour, and then the base commander came out and ordered them to stand down and sign papers that the police demanded he sign, at least that he was ordering it, because he didn't want to give it in writing. And we had this from the base, folks. Multiple individuals. Once we learned of it, we contacted other sources, and they said, yeah, and don't call me on the phone about this. The source, known very well to us, has not talked to us since and will not talk to us. But they're the ones that called us, used the telephone, and yeah, they clearly tracked it back. The base would not deny what went on. Now, people say, well, what's going to happen? The new news is they've had Bloomberg, Daily Beast, it was six national publications as of last night, I'm sure it's more today, come out and attack yours truly and say that I'm basically saying, well, here's the Bloomberg headline. Whoa, if true, Obama's secret plan to nuke Charleston, South Carolina. All we did was report to you missing nuclear weapons like we did back in 2007. Infowars.com was all over it with our sources saying it was six cruise missiles, and then they killed most of the people in the next week who were at the base who saw what really happened. And the word was they were trying to smuggle the nukes out of the U.S. Okay, so we're just reporting. We don't know what's going on.
Zach this is Crystal Palace. Sync NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown tracks are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Headline today. NATO declares information war on Russia.
Destroy the enemy.
Taking military steps.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1.
Where are the news?
Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends, then, the only winning move is not to play.
The only winning move is not to play with racism and globalism and political correctness and the New World Order trying to start wars with Russia right now. It's really insane. Look, I'm going to stop talking about the missing nukes because I kind of just was thinking aloud in the last segment. I wasn't even really broadcasting. I was mumbling to myself that there's been missing nukes before, but they found them and it was a huge deal and a giant scandal and they tried to cover that up. And then what our sources said, both at the base and the police, one of the sources comes from within that constellation. Just leave it at that. Not as if it's not known by the system. We already know that's known. That they were warheads. They were told they were warheads. Now, I hope they were dummy warheads or something. This was some drill. No one said that. I'm hoping that's it. We all know that's not what it is. Now, here's why I'm bringing this back up today. A, it's back in the news. And B, we should have been covering this more because Obama came out about a month after the missing nukes in September of 2013 and said his biggest fear is a nuke going off in New York. Remember that. The day we released that info, 5 hours later, Lindsey Graham gave a teary speech in Charleston saying there are nukes here in the U.S. They're going to hit Charleston, South Carolina, and New York unless we, quote, invade Syria, Assad's going to hit us. As if Assad had nukes. So it was like they got scared and were planting the story. That's probably what it was. We're pretty good at understanding what the enemy's up to with just small pieces. The crazy hawk, you know, neocon senator came out and said, nukes are here, they're going to nuke us. We've got to totally overthrow Assad for the Free Syrian Army. Remember all that? And so now, when there was basically a total news blackout on us saying that we were told nukes were missing. I mean, you'd think the FBI would be here saying, who's your sources? Oh my gosh, we got to find these nukes. No. Because then I'd say, subpoena me and we'll tell you. And then I'd tell them. I don't know. With some sources, I have to think about it because you have shields to protect you, but they try to put you in jail now. But quite frankly, the people trying to warn of the nukes missing deserve medals, but not in today's society. So if I'm jumping around a lot on this, because this isn't talking points here. This is real. We had missing cruise missiles in 2007. They tried to cover that up. They killed a bunch of people at the base to cover it up. Now, 2 years ago, in September of 2013, a little less than 2 years ago, we, from good sources, and then we call other sources and confirm, yes, this is going on, nukes are missing, and then they're going to purge the military brass. They're putting Obama's people over the nukes, and then all Hades breaks loose, and they fire hundreds of generals, everyone over the nukes, every general. the top six or seven right down, and then under them and sideways and right down to the people in the silos and the cruise missile operators, just thousands are fired. It was all over the news and congressional hearings. But still, we don't know why. So there's a major scandal that makes Benghazi, this is what I'm getting at. There's a major scandal that makes Benghazi and Fast and Furious and even Obamacare look pale in comparison when you think about the different scenarios that run from bad to worse. This story is important. There's Fox News, Air Force General in charge of nuclear missiles, fired over conduct. And then most of these people getting fired, it was crooked toenails. I mean, I'm talking nothing. So we wrote stories about it. Other people wrote stories about it. There's been another top nuke commander fired today. That's in Reuters today. So again, I will cover all this in the next hour. I'm going to cover masses of important news right now. Here's the headline. Wow. If true, Obama's secret plan to nuke Charleston, South Carolina. The false flag conspiracy theory baffled Rick Santorum. And they basically imply in all the Democratic Party stronghold publications, Bloomberg, Daily Beast, you name it, that I'm saying Obama was going to nuke Charleston. No. We just simply said, hey, there's missing nukes again, according to the sources. And they never denied it at the base. They had local articles where they would ask about it, and they would just said no comment. I'm not omnipresent, folks. I don't know what's going on. People ask me all the time. All I know is I'm getting criticized here for simply reporting on something that we had good sources tell us, and then all Hades broke loose right after we said this. So we need to figure out exactly what's going on. But we'll go through these updates and then tie it into the past articles. There's a story on Infowars.com that boils it down by Mikhail Phelan. Obama missing nuke, now part of election debate. Here's ABC News. Vice Admiral fired as number two nuclear commander. They fired the number one commander. This is a new one. Takamo Wing, CO, fired amid investigation over nukes at Tinker. Air Force General in charge of nuclear missiles fired. Nuke Commander Purge, another 34 missile launch officers terminated. I mean, something's going on. Here's the original articles the last time it happened. Missing nukes, treason of the highest order, global research. United States Air Force nuclear weapons incident. We need to investigate this. I can't do everything. Now, that said, we're going to tie it in with these headlines. Feds preparing to invade Texas list state as hostile. Some participants will be wearing civilian attire and driving civilian vehicles. Our reporter Joe Biggs got contacted by Southcom and the folks in Special Forces there in Florida. And they're like, yeah, we're running a PSYOP. Big deal. Why don't you shut up? They were even dumb enough to text message. It was also a phone call because Joe served with one of these guys. I'm going to tie all this in together because it certainly all connects together. But first off, when we come back, I'm going to cover the news, and there is a lot of it. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just got paid today.
And 2 + 2 = whatever Obama says.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Said I just got paid today.
And we're live on the Sunday edition. Finishing up before I get back into it in detail with the actual news articles and documents in the second hour. People say, oh, okay, big deal if Northcom and Southcom in a joint military 2-month-long operation over 8 states is training to invade Texas and Utah and list them as hostile states. We put this out on Wednesday. It became a national news story. It got picked up by a lot of publications. After DrudgeReport.com picked it up. So they've gone from saying, oh, Alex, they're not trained to do this, to so what if they're trained to take over America? So what if it's in Reuters and Forbes and AP that the Pentagon is training to take on the Tea Party and gun owners? So what if they confiscated guns in Katrina? Here's the headline, how the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion, Forbes. Because it's unconstitutional, because it's treason, because it's what happens in places like Guatemala and North Korea. It shows that our political class is out of control. And now they're massively escalating the training and the preparations to take on the American people, and it's treason. And I'm trying to force a national debate. 20 years ago, I talked about militarization of police. People thought I was a space alien. Now it's the big thing all over the news. Because Americans see the black helicopters and the armored vehicles and the checkpoints while the illegals are above the law and know it's all a fraud. And I'm going to get to that in a moment. But you got missing nuclear weapons. The borders are wide open. You've got a government training to take on the people. You've got the feds telling school kids what to eat. This isn't freedom. I want my country back. Legalize freedom. We're not the radicals here at InfoWars. We're Americans. The people running this country are hardcore radical. We're going through a transformation, a radical transformation, as Obama promised, but it's not into something good. If your liver gets cancer in it, it's a radical transformation, but it ain't good. If your pancreas gets cancer in it, it's a radical transformation. It's not good. All right, I'm procrastinating. Let me get to the news. Wait till I just read these headlines. What I'm getting at is the system is moving into an offensive mode. They've been testing, tinkering, training, dress rehearsals for a full takeover. Now they pulled the trigger and everything's moving in high speed and the system is lining up for the nastiest type of takeovers we've ever seen. Let me just give you the constellation of headlines here. Incredible headlines. Spend an hour on each one of these. Glyphosate is deemed a probable carcinogen by the UN. Now that everybody and their dog knows it, grows tumors like water and sunshine grows plants. Big deal. That is a big deal to show that it's come that far. Roundup, a probable carcinogen. Popular weed killer deemed a probable carcinogen by UN Cancer Agency. Major producer objects, Monsanto. Yeah, they said dioxin and Asian orange weren't bad for you, too. Yeah, it wasn't too good for my uncle's firstborn, and wasn't too good for him either when he died last year. And they think some of it was because of the Asian orange when they looked at his organs. Didn't smoke, drank maybe one beer a day. But Asian orange. Popular weed killer deemed probable carcinogen, AP. Well, I guess I'm credible. They're admitting our government funds Al-Qaeda now. They're admitting that this is a carcinogen. Wow, everything we've been talking about forever is just coming out now. The next move of the Federal Reserve, their trial ballooning QE4. What that means, that's coming up. Dems want to empower Boehner and make him a cause celeb and work with him to defeat the Republican majority. Yep, he's a Democrat with an R in front of his name. That's the Hill. Michelle Oh mandates weighing children and having federal inspections of your children in private and public daycares. She's coming after your kids. Starbucks ends Race Together campaign in stores. Yeah, that's blown up in their face. New York City's gunshot detective system is listening to you. I made a film in 1999 called Police at 2000, where we show the documents that the gunshot detectors are really microphones recording you. I'm just right again, boom, 17 years later or 16 years later. Major Asia-Pacific trade pact enters final stages, London Guardian, but it's secret. No one's allowed in Congress or here to see the text of it. That sounds like freedom. NATO declares information war on Russia. Says that it's part of military steps. Oh, that's a great idea. That's a wonderful idea. You can't even beat ISIS that you funded, but you want to start a fight with the Russians. That's a fabulous, fabulous idea out of our crazy elite. And then look at this little stat. Let me burrow into this stack before I get it. Oh, CNN got caught in another fake broadcast. Out at Sandy Hook, they had green screen out there with Anderson Cooper, and they were saying, we're here on the ground at Sandy Hook, and it was all fake. I don't know how much of it's fake, but none of it would float. It's like a boat with 400 holes in the bottom, and it's made out of steel. It's going to the bottom. Well, we've got that video coming up. If you're a TV viewer, Infowars.com, if you're a radio listener, go watch it. CNN caught faking reporters, supposedly in Ukraine, not there. With, of course, evidence of the Russians being, you know, the horrible demons that wear, you know, red pajamas and have pitchforks hopping around. Unbelievable. So we're going to get to that. Undocumented immigrants, they're not illegal aliens, KRGV. Because Michelle Obama tells you what words to speak, and Hillary does, and to not be bossy. To not use the word bossy, because that means feminist or bossy, even though they're being bossy. And we speak and use the words they say. Undocumented immigrants failing to appear at hearings increasing. Oh, and it turns out that almost all of them, over 90%, do not show up. In this latest thing, not in Houston, it's 50% don't show up, but overall it's 90%. Police departments hiring immigrants as officers. Yeah, they hire illegals as officers, actually. That's been coming out for years. You can read that. USA Today. That's how it is in England. I've had members of parliament on from England where they report that over half the CPS workers that take your kids don't even speak English and aren't from the country. They come from mainly Eastern Bloc, they found. Folks that grew up under totalitarianism, they're hiring them because there's a second wave of people out of Eastern Europe. Not the first wave wanted to flee tyranny. The new wave just wants better jobs, and they're the socialists that stayed behind, and boy, do they make good masters over the indigenous. Border agents face retribution for reporting large illegal alien groups. That's right. If you see 100 illegals or anything, drunk driving, anything, they're told, let them go. That's come out in federal documents. And your illegal guns, rape, whatever, just you're above the law. So that's USA Today, Fox News. That's just some of the information that we have there. And they're not showing up to their hearings. But, oh, and they're saying they don't know how much Obama's executive orders cost or his signing statements that act as law, even though they're illegal. They don't even try to investigate what those cost or even do an estimate. But the IRS claims they know if you didn't pay taxes 10 years ago and they're going to pay a charge of penalties and interest. They know your blood type. They know the type of toilet paper you buy. They know where you like to go eat. They know what you wear. They've got a whole demographic on you, an algorithm, an assessment on you. But they don't know how much an Air Force One flight costs. They won't release that. In fact, Obama said last Monday, because he didn't need even a pen or a phone. He just says it. And they just made the announcement through his underlings that they'll no longer release any Fourers. Sure, it violates open records law. It's a felony. But, you know, big deal. You know, under Bush and Cheney, there were 6 missing nuclear cruise missiles. Kind of a big news story. Kind of they swept it under the rug, but at least it was there. Was big news here. Now, missing warheads, you know. Let's just come out and say that Alex thinks Obama's going to blow up Charleston and New York. No, I'm just here saying, you know, come disprove me. And say I'm a liar. Oh, you didn't. You kept your mouth shut because I'm telling the truth, and you know it. All right, we're going to have Anthony Gucciardi in here for the first 20, 30 minutes of the next hour, getting into how you take down a free country, how you take it over of your foreign corporations, and then the different ways you can demonize any opposition to that takeover. The main thing you do is you stage terror attacks and blame it on your political opposition, or you finance outside groups to attack so you can take away liberty as a pretext to, again, providing security to the very threat that you fostered, protected, in some cases completely controlled. And they would roll out a takeover of state capitals by going, look, Eisenhower sent troops in to segregate, to desegregate the schools. Why? We're just sending the feds in for law and order because Texas is refusing to follow these UN edicts to turn in these type of firearms or to shut down these power plants. They threatened to send in F-16s, an embargo 2 years ago. It was all over the news. USA Today had a straight face, went, yes, F-16s are standing by for a blockade of the state. No air traffic will be allowed in or out if they don't let the TSA do the enhanced pat-downs of children. The state had passed a law in the House, and then a day after the threat, they shot it down in the Senate. Texas basically urinated on itself and said, oh, yes, you know, don't have a blockade of us. That's how the Civil War started, was by a sea blockade on southern ports who were refusing to pay taxes. The whole thing was about taxes and tariffs that put too much pressure on the South. It had nothing to do with slavery. That's just a historical fact, but they've made hundreds of movies, hundreds, putting out the baloney. And I'm not defending the North or the South. Both sides were manipulated. The point is that those facts are not really taught in school, even though it's in mainline scholarly history books. And so when the military is training to take on the American people, we were telling you it was going on before it was ever in the news. Now it's in the news because it's so much more widespread now. And the military needs support because they're the ones blowing the whistle who don't want to be part of this treason. And then we'll open the phones up in the last 30 minutes, specifically on the missing nukes. And what do you think of the preparations for martial law? The admissions of the preparations for war, quote, with the greatest threat, close quote. Quote, returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, evangelical Christians. I'm reading from the scores of public Homeland Security training manuals. That remember 6 years ago, people couldn't believe when we were the first to get them and break them here. Now they're so widespread because they've rolled it out that it's like, oh, yeah, I know about that. And it's all part of the lawlessness. Obama came out 2 weeks ago and said, I'm looking at executive action on tax increases. Only a king can raise taxes without the consent of the governed. Congress raises the taxes. Congress lowers the taxes. But see, Congress doesn't do anything now but rubber stamp Obamacare, the internet power grab by the FCC that's starting. We got the documents on that 2 weeks later. It was worse than we thought. The open borders are executive action outside of law. The Border Patrol is fired or demoted if you, quote, see a, quote, large group being brought across by smugglers, by coyotes. If the Border Patrol does their job, they are reprimanded. And the third time, they're fired or they're indicted for, quote, releasing secret information. Because it's a secret, everything they're told. Under national security, they can't tell us they're engaged in treason. Can you imagine going to school and getting a degree? And most of them are former military people and all the stuff they've been through in a really rough job. And then you can't even do your job. You're told, go write college kids at the nearby college. I was talking to Border Patrol. They have a Border Patrol checkpoint in, what's that town, 70 miles from the border? When you're going to Big Bend, is it?
It's right outside of Fort Stockton. It's
right outside Fort Stockton. But what's the school? It's there in something Horn. Where's the checkpoint 75 miles from Big Bend?
Presidio?
No, it's not. Pull up the map, I'll tell you. But I was talking to Border Patrol guy down there. He said, look, we're told, because most of this is federal land, to go write college kids tickets for drinking beer on federal land, and we just are supposed to let drug dealers run right past us. It's that college right there. That's what goes on in America, folks. College kids have the book thrown at them for a six-pack of Coors Light with their girlfriend in the back seat. Anything Americana, anything normal is under attack. But you're an illegal alien, drunk as a skunk. It was in the news last month, CBS News. They got the memo that you are to not tell anyone if you see illegals drunk. And it's not your fault if they kill somebody. They actually tell them that. They go, under law, it's not your fault. It's actually under law, it is your fault. But they say under law it isn't, and then don't source a law. Remember that? This is the crazy lawlessness we're dealing with. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse by the minute. It's very scary. And it's because they're planning to raise taxes and take the pension funds. They've done it in every other country where they've done this. They're setting up a tyranny because they're going to do things that are very unpopular. And we're still living high on the hog, even though the economy's contracted in many ways, off of QE Unlimited, off all the fiat currency that's helping the elites. Some of that does trickle down. Some areas are a boom town. Others are horrible. It's a very uneven recession, depression globally. But it is there. And when it all comes to an end, by design, the globalists plan to build a world government on it. I mean, you talk about power grab. Look at this. Out of London Guardian, biggest paper in England and Europe, biggest English paper, English speaking. And they just report on it like it's no big deal that the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, is totally secret. CNBC's also reporting on it. One section of 33 sections was released 2 years ago by WikiLeaks on the internet. And it's so persistent, internet taxes, no more free speech, no negotiations. Corporation claims you're in copyright violation. They can shut your website down. I mean, that one section on internet made everything draconian we've ever seen look tame. And the communist Chinese are on the board of it, advising the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is unelected corporate boards. And Congress isn't even allowed to see it. Just like Congress said, we want you to testify, FCC chairman. We want to see the 300-plus pages. He said no. Then he released it 2 weeks after he, quote, put the regs out. See, not law, regs. And Congress stood there and took it. And now you got a 33-page plan on families, on borders, on business, on taxes. And they won't let us see it. Boy, can you imagine what's in that baby? See, used to, armies would just come and invade you and try to take you over. Now they do it corporately. And Congress knows they've been made ceremonial. And they're getting cut in on some of the spoils. And I'm talking very small cut. They spend a couple billion a year buying Congress. They get trillions. Major Asia-Pacific trade pact enters final stages. Well, I'd sure like to see that, wouldn't you? Of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potentially world-changing trade agreement, are close to completion after nearly a decade. People involved with the talks have told CNBC. Negotiators concluded another round of TPP discussion on Sunday in Hawaii, sparking some protest. Oh, you guys click on that and give me the protest article. But making significant progress on a number of issues. Yeah, it's still secret what Bush, Vicente Fox, and Paul Martin signed in 2005 in Waco at Baylor. The Deputy Assistant Secretary of State of Trade Policy and Programs in the State Department's Bureau of Economic Business Affairs. The only reason we know some of what was in the secret treaty is they got a four-year document released, Judicial Watch did in 2006. It's in my film Endgame. Thousands of pages, I scanned them, where it says we've got to integrate by stealth. We'll use terrorism and the flu and other crises to bring it in. They'll never know power's been transferred to the boards. And by the time they do, it'll be too late, institutionalized and in power. This is our stealth takeover plan. I mean, stealth takeover plans. Look it up. North American Union by stealth and beyond. By the Trans-Texas Corridor, Trans-Texas, Trans-American Partnership, same Asia Union, Europe Union, American Union, Global, three unions, Trilateral Commission Plan, 1976, David Rockefeller, Zygmunt Brzezinski, Jimmy Carter, the plan. The plan. We're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. Please spread the word about the transmission. This is earth-shaking information. It's so important. Second hour coming up. Please don't forget, it will end today. I extended it for 3 days. It does end today. It will be over tomorrow. 10% off everything at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. That's all the great nutraceuticals that already have like 30% off on DNA Force and others. 30% off the free bottle of Ancient Defense. These are really high-quality products. The pro-gun t-shirts, the books, the films. And you fund our operation, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Tell your friends and family, tune in right now. The missing nukes and the plan by the feds to invade Texas and Utah and take over the government.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
parents and some of their friends, some of my friends today. And I'm usually pretty nice. I was a little bit grumpy and a little bit rude to my mom. And I was kind of psychoanalyzing why I get grumpy, and I didn't used to. And it's because I'm fundamentally so upset and angry at the system and really frustrated that my beloved country's falling apart that I tend to then get nasty, not just on air, but in person. And I apologize for that. But on the other end of that, shouldn't we be upset? I mean, is there something wrong with me that at Sandy Hook they arrested people in camo and stuff that they later said they didn't arrest, and that they had green screen and clearly fake actors, and the people supposedly going in circles in and out of the building was clearly fake, a drill, and they didn't call the emergency choppers. They parked the ambulances for an hour and a half down the road. And then now there's a new... When I get stuff like this, I don't go, oh, great, more proof they're frauds. I'm just like, I already know it. Video's up on InfoWars.com. If you're a radio listener, you can go to InfoWars.com/show to see the free feed. CNN fakes location report after Brian Williams discussion. So classic. They cut from Brian Williams to talk of... Ukraine, where they got caught 2 years ago with a guy going, are you ready for me to fake the shooting? Okay, start shooting, claim dead bodies. And then they would, I mean, it's a joke. That was Anderson Cooper again. They're all a bunch of Brian Williams liars, in my view. The term surreal may not adequately describe the continuing national coverage of the ever-developing Brian Williams saga. And sandwiched in between talk of that, they have the reporters saying that they're in Ukraine and they're not, and then the green screen breaks up. This doesn't translate well, obviously, because it's visual for radio, but let's go ahead and play it just so it's on the record. Here it is.
The very segment after discussing Brian Williams, CNN and Anderson Cooper look to have been bitten by the green screen bug yet again. This time, however, from the other side of the so-called news desk, Cooper doing the interviewing with CNN international correspondent Nick Patton-Walsh, supposedly reporting from the front lines of the Ukrainian civil war, except with half of what looks to have been a much shortened interview being marred by visions of the most common blue and green screen or chroma key colors, swiping across the actor in certain shots as he attempts to keep the public in the dark about what's actually going on, but glitching on CNN and the grand deceivers of the mainstream media in perhaps the most revealing moment possible, the very segment after discussing Brian Williams, showing anyone who cares just how little credibility they have left and why the mainstream media's ratings continue to decline despite a rapid growth in the amount of potential TV viewers during that same time frame. We tried to reach CNN and Anderson Cooper to find out if they had any comments about the most recent green screen escapade. Not surprisingly, to little avail. We assume, however, had we been able to reach someone at CNN to talk about the most recent example of official news fabrication and embellishment, we'd likely have received some sort of undesired response anyway. Thanks again for tuning in to the Conspiracy Examiner. I'm Jeffrey Phelps with Examiner.com. And remember to like and share these articles and videos to all corners of the real world.
All right.
And we'll see you next time.
Very exciting to see other great reporters out there watching and tracking all this. We need more people getting the word out, not less. We ought to get that guy to do some work for us. That's a good, clean report. And that's how you expose the enemy. By the way, he could have added Anderson Cooper is admittedly CIA. And then shown his little blue screen malfunction from the Sandy Hook fakeness. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. We're live broadcasting worldwide.
Angeles.
is Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I told you 16 years ago in my film Police State 2000 that the federal government was setting something up called Homeland Security. That was several years before they officially set it up. And that it was under the RAND Corporation plan for a national stabilizing military / police force. You can look up those public plans. It's kind of why I knew what was coming in the future, because there was actual plans. I made films about it. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not psychic. And people would say, oh, come on, Alex, that's not true, even though I showed people the documents in the film. Well, today it's in Reuters and other publications. New York City's gunshot detection recording private conversations. Yes, it's a microphone system, not a gunshot detector. They're shotgun mics that can listen to you from hundreds of yards away. They were advertising them in the federal grants as that. The point is, they treat us like children. A year ago, when we were breaking national news about illegal Stingray units being put up by Homeland Security everywhere, we broke the Stingray units 8 years ago. Mikhail Phelan had secret documents from inside Homeland Security. Became a national news story. They came out and said, we don't know what these are, and we're not putting them up. The FBI said that. They talk to us like we are children. And, of course, now they admit, oh, it is the government. We are grabbing all your cell phone data without warrants and listening to it and cracking your phones and running, you know, all this data management systems. It's an arms race, not just the NSA or CIA, but police departments. And they're spending our money to do it, and it's not being used to keep us safe, and it's unconstitutional. Now, continuing here, folks, I want to spend the next few segments, and then Anthony Gucciardi, our reporter, will stay with us when we take phone calls at the bottom of the hour, getting into how these things connect together. I'm not bragging. I'm just pointing out that I made films. I wrote articles that were in WorldNet Daily. Was interviewed in articles on WorldNet Daily at the time in 1998, 99, 2000 about plans for martial law, plans for gun confiscation, plans to use civil emergencies as the pretext to do trial run gun confiscations. You then saw it years later, 2005 at Katrina. You've now seen gun confiscations in Canada during flooding. They denied that last year. It just came out last week. It did happen. There are plans to prepare the police and military for gun confiscations. I don't need to play ABC News saying all the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed, and show them taking guns in Katrina in high and dry areas. You know that happened. Molon Labe, Connecticut's terrifying start of gun confiscation, town hall. It's beginning. Now, the military itself is not bad. They're some of the most awake people. But they are being prepared for gun confiscation and war with the American people. Now, last week, this broke at Infowars.com, and we're going to go back over it and show viewers. Radio listeners, go to Infowars.com and have Mikhail Phelan, who's working today, repost us the front page. Feds preparing to invade Texas. List state as hostile. Some participants will be wearing civilian attire and driving civilian vehicles. And then they admit it's a psyop to win the hearts and minds of locals and to basically prepare them for the, quote, needs of the military. That's what they said in that psyop on NBC News about clergy response teams, about under martial law, we're going to have to suspend your rights for the needs of the government. We don't have a country with a government. We have a government with a country, to quote William Binney, the former technical director of the NSA, who was in studio with us last week. We're going under a Pacific Union because we're part of the Pacific. No one's allowed to see it, not even Congress. It's secret, just like the FCC power grab. It's all happening right now. So I want to give you some past articles. How the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. Forbes, how they're trying to take on their number one enemy, the, quote, Tea Party, because they're real Americans. Feds are preparing to invade Texas. There's that article. Here's the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program and National Emergencies Centers Establishment Act, Congress.gov. They don't call them FEMA camps, folks. That's what they call them. Hillary, we need fun camps for adults to teach them how to not be racist. That's called a re-education camp. We played that clip Friday. You cannot make this stuff up. That's what this is all about. HBO documentary, Hype's Militia Threat. See, they're gearing it all up. Now, you tie that in with this headline. Homeland Security monitors Tea Party at Florida IRS protest. BizPak Review. The War on the Tea Party. Washington Times. After declaring war on Tea Party, Karl Rove frets GOP establishment not getting enough donations. The War on the Tea Party. All these other articles. Obama tweets Netanyahu liked the Tea Party. Democratic boss last week. This was actually last year. They said it again last week. Tea Party more extreme than ISIS. That's the talking point. Montel Williams said that about me last week. Now, all of that said, people go, oh, like the Army's going to come into Texas and get the guns. Yeah, if they get ordered to and the Texas legislature says no, why do they list Texas and Utah as, quote, hostile to the, quote, Pentagon? Because the Pentagon works for the globalists now. They've had a massive purge of generals, admirals, you name it. There's missing nukes. We're going to break that down in a moment. You look at all the open borders, the power grabbing, Obama saying he can raise taxes outside of law. It's here. It's here. We're going to break in a few minutes, but I want to tie all this in with Bloomberg, the Daily Beast, and a whole bunch of other publications yesterday and today coming out and saying that I said that Obama's going to nuke Charleston. No, we said there were missing nukes in 2007. That came out. This time we had sources that were missing nukes at Dyess. It did not come out. But there were responses in the media. And now that freeze on covering, it's gone, and it's in the news. Wow. If true, Obama's secret plan to nuke Charleston, South Carolina. That's the headline. Anthony, we're going to break in 2 minutes. You've got the floor until we come back. And then when we come back, the point is they're moving. Things are changing. These stories all tie together. They're power grabbing everything. There's been another top nuke commander fired yesterday. This is basically everybody. Now, what do you think's going on?
Well, if we flash back to September 3rd, 2013, there's some really, really key points that highlight all of this. And it's important to understand our article that we did and the video we did. Exclusive high-level source confirms secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer. And specifically what that was, and we published the quote, was someone from Dyess Air Force Base telling us that they were secretly moving nuclear warheads from Texas to, specifically, they said, South Carolina. And here's what it gets.
And we called the police there that were in the big standoff with them on the illegal transfers. There was no paperwork. And they said, we're not going to comment on that. See, they never denied it. And then within hours, Lindsey Graham freaks out and says, do what I say or nukes are going to go off CBS News.
Exactly. And here's the really important part. So the commander of the base was apparently on site to give authority to release. No, this is a quote from our source here. There was no directive. No one knew where they were going, but the truck driver said to take them to South Carolina. Okay. So we had, this is exclusive, but before anyone said anything.
And who's on the Armed Services Committee?
Yes.
Lindsey Graham.
Exactly. And then we have on September 5th, we found out hours later he went on speech and it wasn't even made public until September 5th. Senator Lindsey Graham warns of nuke strike after missing warheads report. Specifically, he said that he was concerned that South Carolina could be under a terrorist nuclear attack. And he was warning the citizens that Charleston Harbor would be the actual location. And this is beyond that. OK, that's insane, right? Vice Admiral, this is a Vice Admiral who was fired the same day later after we broke this report. He was the number two nuclear commander in the United States of America.
Then they fired the head guy a week later. Stay there. We're going to be right back, folks.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jones here back live. If you're a long-time listener, I mean, you know this to be true, but if you're a new listener, you can just search my name and InfoWars. We've broken hundreds of national news stories. And every time they go, it's not true that the Pentagon's training to take on the Tea Party and the number one enemy is veterans and gun owners and libertarians and Ron Paul. And then they call the FBI, you know, this is 6 years ago, and go, is that report real? And they go, yes, and Mr. Jones isn't supposed to have it. It's restricted. I mean, do you think I want to get on air and say a whole bunch, more than five warheads loaded on trucks that weren't even supposed to be there, and the police go, where's the paperwork? There aren't supposed to be nukes here. They have private police there. And the military were there, too, going, yeah, they were the ones that flagged to the police and said, we've been told, but there's not even an order from the base commander. And everybody's marveling at nukes in 18-wheelers. What was it? Three trucks. And it's going to South Carolina. And then we didn't just believe the source that is confirmed, good source. And it was their duty to tell us, but let's just say this. This person's known this person, I'm not going to say I know them, for a very long time and hadn't now talked to him in 2 years, will not talk to him. And then I call the police at the base and we called them all on air. And they're like, we're not going to discuss this with you. And then I talked to another source, another journalist that actually lives out in that area, and they talked to him. They go, yeah, don't ask us about that. So then all hell breaks loose, and within 1 week, 36 nuke commanders, generals, are fired. CBS News as well. So Anthony Gucciardi, people that ask us, well, what's going on? I don't know what's going on. But I know that suddenly Santorum was asked about this at its town hall, and Bloomberg, which doesn't go with something unless it's been green-lighted, and Daily Beast, well, that's the subgroup of what Newsweek, the online Newsweek, and a bunch of other publications all attacked me for this weekend and us. So the question is, what does it signify that the green light's now out there to make fun of the missing nuke story? Because then Obama, a month after we warned, comes out and says, my biggest fear is a nuke going off in New York, and not saying who. Graham gave a speech within 3 hours of us breaking this, saying, we've got to launch an attack on Syria. You've got the quotes there from CBS News again. I don't know why it's always CBS, but they just keep popping up. He gives a speech at a town hall and says, we've got to invade, or Charleston or Manhattan will be nuked by Assad. So are they planting a nuclear false flag to blame it on Assad, who they now want us to ally with? And I saw McCain on TV this morning. I actually sent it to Nico's instant messenger. He's not here today. And McCain was on there going, Obama needs to grow up and stop throwing temper tantrums, was the headline. He needs to stop throwing fits. And we need to stop Assad with ISIS. So they think we're so dumb, they're now saying Assad is ISIS, which he's Shiite, they're Sunni, opposite group. We're funding them. I mean, the level of bull has just reached biblical proportions. Anthony Gucciardi, what do you think's really going on here? And then go through the original story that we should be recapping anyways, and another article today of another nuke commander fired today in Oklahoma, Anthony.
So you talk about bull, right? And here we have this story with exclusive quote from someone telling us, super high level, we verified, that there's nukes being transferred to South Carolina. 3 hours later. They told us directly and said, you got to get this out. We vetted it and said, we don't know about this. We don't know. We looked into it. We decided to publish it and say, hey, here's what we got. 3 hours later, Lindsey Graham says South Carolina is going to be nuked. That's where he told us that the nukes were going.
I can't believe we're on air. It's us doing this.
Same day.
I mean, I can't believe that I don't want to be doing this. Where is the media? I'm sick of taking all the risk, Anthony. Have any idea how dangerous this is?
They have no idea what's actually happening. It's funny that those publications are making fun of it, which means it's actually true. But the same day, a month later, it's reported the number two nuclear commander in the United States of America fired. And here, get this. Why was he fired? Was he doing something with the launch codes? No. He was in Iowa at a casino. And he may have used gambling chips improperly to the point that they can be considered counterfeit chips. You're really going to fire the number two nuclear commander of the United States of America with launch codes to decimate any nation because of counterfeit chips in an Iowa casino? What a joke, right? What a total joke.
There was no investigation.
No. And then they admit that if the Associated Press hadn't have found out, that they wouldn't have even announced it. It was the same day the same exact day that all this came out. And then they purged 34 missile launch officers who had the codes and everything like that. They're just wiping the slate clean because they would not go along with it. Obviously, we were at that point. It made more sense at the time because it was September of 2013 when we were at a heated attempt to attack Syria. And Obama was pushing it and pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. We need an excuse. So the excuse was we're going to get nuked if we don't go.
But it's now 30-plus generals, not just the launch officers. And then they've been purging everywhere else. I mean, that's been in the news, the unprecedented purge.
Oh, absolutely. All the top generals are freaking out on everything, and there's even generals making YouTube videos about it. But now, wing commander fired amid investigation. This is 3 days ago, just breaking here. The commodore of the Navy Strategic Communications Wing 1, based in Oklahoma, was fired Tuesday after a loss of confidence in her ability to lead. She was not performing up to the high standards demanded in command. I mean, none of these things are giving real reasons. Oh, he played with poker chips in Iowa.
Yeah, used to. It was he leaked classified info or he was, you know, going out with his secretary. No, this is all just nebulous.
It's total horse. And if you look at over and over and over again, all these things happening on September 3rd, the same day we got the intel, it is abundantly clear. And what's funny is on those reports, they make it sound wacky and crazy, like, oh, my God, a nuke. But all the comments are like, no, actually, if you read the reports, all these things happen on the same day.
And we had 6 nukes missing in 2007, and then it was like 7 or 8 people died in a week who loaded them to cover it up, and they were about to fly them out to the Middle East, but again, the military police on the base knew what to recognize that the paperwork wasn't right, went out and checked, and there was a big freak out on the tarmac because Weldon Henson had his best buddy was stationed there in the Air Force MPs, and there was a big standoff there.
Yep.
Because there's still trained people in this country that know when they're seeing something serious.
And as he was telling us, some of the people on the base already knew there were nuclear warheads there when they said they weren't. So we already know there were nuclear warheads on that base when they said that there were none on the base themselves.
Weldon himself was stationed at Dyess for a while.
Yes, and he said it's pretty obvious what's going on.
But this was in Louisiana at the base where they flew the Minot weapons from the Dakotas before.
No, of course, I'm tying it into how Dyess, they actually saw multiple planes and said, yo, those are actually made to carry nuclear warheads. So they were storing them there. And when I called them, they were like, we don't have any nuclear capabilities at this base. So it's just a lie web over and over and over again. And, you know, if the Pentagon can lose billions of dollars and not know where it is, they can easily, quote unquote, lose nukes.
You know? Well, and again, we thought it might have been going to the Pentax base down the road where they destroy the nukes. But that's not what happened. It went to South Carolina.
Yep. And it's funny because this is not made up. You can go and look at the timestamps and everything. The driver said South Carolina. 3 hours before Lindsey Graham says South Carolina is going to be nuked. I mean, is that not clear enough? Is that not clear? Before the second nuclear commander in the United States get fired the same day. And I believe that individual stood up to this and said, no, I will not do it.
Anthony, what do you think is really going on?
I think there are different groups in the military that are for false flagging and are against it. And I think the number two new commander that was fired for illegal gambling chips, which is probably a total BS, was actually obstructing this and saying he was not going to launch an attack in South Carolina as a pretext to invade Syria and Iran and others.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, InfoWars.com. We're going to tie it in and give the number up.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're back live. We're going to open the phones up specifically on the missing nukes and the huge story, official declassified Pentagon drills for domestic operations. They also say the training can help overseas. But to invade Texas and Utah as listed as hostile Western states to the federal takeover. And we know the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 talks about basically federalizing the National Guard to deal with state insurrections and insurrections by legislatures, not just riots. So that's the states saying, we're not going along with a gun confiscation order or an open border order. Here's the problem. The states have already been going along with all this pretty much. Texas hasn't to a certain extent. And you know they've got Governor Abbott's phone tapped. I know for a fact from a bunch of people that know him well, that I know well, famous people, you name it, that Abbott knows all about the New World Order. He's always suing the feds over gun control and open borders and carbon taxes. I mean, when he was attorney general, the guy's just really good. He's really good. Folks don't know our new governor around the country. He's, you know, fell in a wheelchair But it doesn't matter if he's in a wheelchair. He's a constitutionalist compared to a lot of these people. Look, he's not perfect. Ted Cruz isn't perfect either, but he's a lot better than Hillary Clinton. He's a lot better than Jeb Bush. He stands up for the Bill of Rights, Constitution, sovereignty, and the Second Amendment. And so I'll support him, Rand Paul, anybody. He's not perfect, but compared to these people, he is a lot better. You think about that. And he will reverse a lot of what's happened. There is a section of the elite in this country that doesn't want to burn the nation down, doesn't want to bankrupt everything so they can Cloward and Piven. Now, you can speculate what missing nukes were about in Minot in 2007. You can speculate about these missing nukes. But the Minot nukes were found. I mean, when I came on air and said there's missing nukes, I mean, I expected the government to show up here. And I'd say, yeah, you need to investigate it. I can't believe they didn't even discredit us. They didn't say it wasn't true. They've waited almost 2 years now to have Bloomberg and others come out and make jokes about it. It's not funny. You reporters make me want to throw up. Who's this writer? David Weigel. Hey, David Weigel at Bloomberg that broke this. Do you understand that we got the call and we checked and then we called the base and they wouldn't deny it? Do you understand that I live in the real world and have three children, and I don't think it's funny that you're in Arrested Development and think it's cute to make jokes about this? You know, even if you lied and said I was a liar, it'd be okay if you were serious about it. But you make jokes. It's not funny. Benghazi and over 10,000 surface-to-air MPADs missing and being proliferated. Airliners getting shot down by the crazy jihadis isn't funny. And even more serious is how our freedom will be taken. Here's the toll-free number to join us. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's the weekend number, 877-789-2539. And look at the Pacific partnership that nobody's allowed to read, and the FCC internet grab nobody's allowed to read, and the borders being open, and the Border Patrol there to import the illegals, and they get in trouble if they arrest an illegal. That's in Fox News today. I mean, the government isn't the government. It's been taken over. And most people in the government want to do their job and aren't bad people. So they're firing them and replacing them with generals and other people that will follow orders. But you people, following orders is not a suicide pact when the orders are unconstitutional. Anthony, I was back there getting some tea during the break, and I was just angry again. I'm fundamentally angry at the corruption, because I used to always hear these elitists like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and others. I mean, he's on some of the biggest think tanks, you name it. Reaganomics, buddies of Ronald Reagan. I mean, you know, he's an elite economist, top 10 Forbes in the world living. And he says, no, they're insane, Alex. Yeah, they're in control. They got a plan, but they're mismanaging everything. And that's even scarier, is there's all these factions and none of them think that we could ever have a war or get nuked. And you look at history with all the mistakes other dictators made and other elites made, they've become delusional. And then they've really got the nerve to say we're bad because we don't want to get rid of due process. Any smart elite would want to due process because that would protect them as well. What's wrong with these people, Anthony? And then get back into the nuke stories.
They think they can get away with anything. Obviously, tax rates. This year, more tax income than ever for the IRS, yet we still have a deficit, still in debt.
And Obama wants to raise taxes with executive order.
And, you know, the corporations and the people that make over $50,000 are evil, and it's their fault. But look at this. Pentagon loses track of $500 million in weapons equipment given to Yemen. Now, this is just an example. I know you've covered this already, but this is an example of how insane they are and how they truly don't care.
Show folks, it's aircraft. We're talking jets.
Let's talk about this. This is actually
battleships, cruisers.
Here's what they lost in equipment given to Yemen. They
document cam that.
Just like they, quote-unquote, lost those nukes. They lost 1.25 million rounds of ammunition, 200 Glock pistols, 200 M4 rifles, 4 helicopters, 2 Cessnas, 2 coastal patrol boats, 160 Humvees, 250 suits of body armor, 300 sets of night vision goggles. Again, this totals $500 million.
And they accidentally left all those bases for Al-Qaeda and ISIS to get in Iraq. No! Our military refused to fly it to them, so they filled up the bases and turned it over to them.
And guess what? There's more coming. They still have not yet...
By the way, Yemen is supplying Al-Qaeda.
Oh, of course. And they have not yet delivered 48 Jeep tactical vehicles.
Tell them about that gunboat.
Yeah, the two coastal patrol boats or the transport and surveillance aircraft. They have everything. This is enough to equip an army to kill anyone. They have not only surveillance aircrafts, but they have patrol boats, Humvees, top-level body suits of armor, night vision goggles, which are extremely expensive, 200 M4 rifles, 4 Huey helicopters.
Read all the other jets.
Then they have what is not yet...
unmanned Eagle drones that, by the way, ISIS now has that very drone. This is so obvious.
Yep.
The Iraqi president, by the way, says we're arming them through Yemen.
Absolutely. I mean, this is obvious. I mean, and then they say, oh, they lost track of the $500 million of all of this, is these aircrafts and boats and weaponry. And then we're supposed to believe that they would never transfer a nuclear weapon without telling us? Is that really what? I mean, that guy's laughing at us. Yeah, right. We can trust the government. They've never done anything bad. How about losing $500 million of weapons to give to Al-Qaeda?
Well, I mean, I've got the articles right here from mainstream news in 2007. At first, I remember actually Webster Tarpley, to his credit, had the sources, and we had some as well. He was like, it is not one cruise missile, it is six fully loaded. And then they went and killed the people on the base. Within a week, like six or seven were like being shot in the head and found dead. They were the ones that loaded them and followed orders. I don't know what was going on with that. The word, they were about to fly it to the Middle East when base security in Louisiana stopped them.
Remember, 2011, Reuters revealed that Obama was arming Syrian rebels to kill Christians with all their top, you know, weaponry systems and giving everything right over to them, arming them with weapons and giving them money. I mean, it's totally obvious. It's absolutely ridiculous that anyone would think that we can trust this arm of the government that is obviously arming Al-Qaeda, letting them use our weaponry to behead 30 Christians in a public square and watch them squirm and die and dance in their blood.
It was hundreds this week. Well, I mean, I sat there this morning. I have the clip when I'm trying to play it, but I forget the exact headline. It's like, stop throwing fits was the headline. You can go to CNN and we'll show it. And McCain goes, we got to stop Assad in Iran. We got to stop Assad and ISIS. ISIS is the opposite group. I mean, they just know the public is stupid.
And we have to stop them by giving the Syrian...
McCain met with the leader of ISIS a year and a half ago. There's photos of him.
Yep.
There it is, McCain to Obama. Get over your temper tantrum, Mr. President, and focus on ISIS. And then you watch the CNN clip, and he literally... it's just unbelievable.
They think we are genuinely mentally gone. They think they can do anything at this...
Well, a lot of the public is.
I mean, obviously.
But it doesn't mean that... I mean... Here's one thing. If they were trying to build up liberty in this country and doing dirty stuff, it'd be bad enough. I'd be against it. They're screwing us over, taking our freedom. These are bad people.
It's not even as some people think that the system is building up the high-level income earners and all, you know, the corporations are all in on it and stuff. Even Google is infighting with different sections of the government. It's all a big fight to glutton oneself with everything. They're not happy with just a big chunk of it. No one wins. It's a total chaos, total immoral attack on all of us.
It's stupid.
It is. Anyone who falls for this, unfortunately...
Well, I'm telling you, if I was the globalist, I'd set off a nuke in a city and blame it on the Liberty Movement and basically declare civil emergency, a.k.a. martial law. Everything's building towards that. The table is set. I don't know if they're going to pull it, but we're here exposing it, trying to stop it. Your phone calls are straight ahead. Andy, Chris, Martin, Carl, Bubba, and others.
Waging war on corruption. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We'll continue this discussions on the weekday transmission tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., but I want to try to go to five or six of these calls right now. Bubba and Martin and Andy and Chris and Todd and Francis, we're going to get to all of you. So just have your point ready so I can get to the next person. Appreciate you calling in. Some of the headlines on Infowars.com. I've had these two stories that have broken the last few days, moved to the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Feds preparing to invade Texas, list state as hostile. See the documents for yourself. You can't make this up. Obama missing nuke, now part of election debate. See the videos, the breakdown, the new articles about it. Decide for yourself and tell us what you think. That's on Infowars.com. Let's go first to Bubba, then Francis, and then Martin and others. Go ahead, Bubba, from Virginia.
Yes, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Yes, it's kind of actually humorous what they're talking about there. They lose all these things. They don't lose it. They purposely give it away. Because I'm a veteran, and I can tell you, anytime we come out of the field, if you lost your NOS, your night vision device, you are done. I mean, you got an Article 15. They keep track of everything.
Sure, they have internal police all the time at the gun show from the military. If they catch an Army guard person selling a helmet, they get a year in prison.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you take it to the pawn shop or something. Oh, yeah, they'll fry them. And what you're talking about with the purging, you're exactly spot on. They're doing this. Anybody that's still in, anybody that's working for the government that knows anything and that's read the Constitution, knows anything about it, they're trying to get us out as quickly as they can because they want a bunch of dumbed down, ignorant buffoons in there. They'll just follow orders and go along and do whatever everybody says.
Are you currently in the military, Bubba?
I work for the DOD as a civilian.
Well, let me ask you, as somebody on the inside, well, I'm not trained in all this. We'll just talk about it so the sources come to us. What do you make of the last two missing nuke stories, the one they admit and this one? What do you think hearing all this?
It scares me because I listen to you quite a bit, and I read a lot of other stuff, and I've read a lot of other things, and I see how they do it, and I've seen all the false flags. It really scares me.
What is the point of disappearing secret nukes that were already off the books at Dyess? These are clearly illegal nukes under treaty, a hidden cache, fine, whatever. I wouldn't turn them all in anyways. I agree with that. But the point is, they're there. We know the Russians don't get rid of theirs under treaty. But the point is, why would you disappear nukes that were already secret? See, that's why this is important.
Well, what scares me is you start, watching the bouncy ball. You know, you got nukes missing, then all of a sudden you got big airliners missing, and then you got all these different things missing.
That's right. Three big airliners and then 10 big airliners. Great point. We got to talk about this tomorrow.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. Who's up next here? I got confused. Martin. Martin in Chicago, then Francis in New York. You're on the air, Martin. What do you think's going on?
Hey, Alex. I think you answered it yourself when you had Jim Garrow on your show on the 10th of December of 2013, as to what the reason was with the missing nukes.
What did Garrow say?
He is a former section head of the CIA.
I mean, I know who Garrow. I forget what he said that day.
The earthquake was off the South Carolina coast was actually a detonation done by a hero admiral in the Navy. One of those nukes.
I know that they said there was a big explosion and a flash, and the Russian news reported a nuke went off, and that's all a week or two after this broke. Remember? I mean, we're living in a James Bond movie, man. I don't know. I just can't believe this. I mean, I didn't grow up in Dallas, Texas, thinking I'd be on the air with the responsibility of this. And I hate to keep going back to that, folks. It's getting surreal. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Anthony.
Well, I think that the earthquake thing is one of the things that we don't know. I think we do know all the other things that we said. We know that nukes were transferred. We know that Lindsey Graham threatened that there's going to be a nuke attack in South Carolina. 34 generals fired. Second number one new U.S. nuke
commander. 36 generals, 34 missile launchers.
You're right. It was 36 generals, 34. And, this number two in command fired the same day. We know all of that. Whether or not that earthquake was a nuke or not, we don't know that. But what we do know is enough. So, conjecture aside, what we do know is enough.
And now Bloomberg and everybody else is making jokes about it after a news blackout. I mean, if I made this up, they would have hung me with it. They didn't touch it for 2 years. Why are they now bringing it out, Anthony?
And the base could have just said, no, it never happened. You're crazy. And they could have made an official statement that it never happened.
That's right.
Made it all up.
Let's go to Francis in New York. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. What do you think's going on here?
It's very scary. Remember Albert Pike's three major wars? The third war, the third one has to be a nuclear war. Not a nuclear war, but World War III has to happen.
Yes.
Which ties into the Freedom of War, the Department of State publication 777. This is how they're going to disarm the American people, because they know they can't disarm us. They can't take our guns away. So what's going to happen? So they're going to cause a World War III, and they're going to take our guns away using that.
I agree with you. And, I mean, listen, the globalists gave orders in the 60s to detonate over 200 hydrogen bombs in the atmosphere in an attempt to damage the atmosphere. I mean, they admit this on History Channel. So don't think they won't set a nuke off and blame it on somebody. Here's another question. Who are they going to blame if they do have a nuclear false flag?
The libertarian people, Constitution people.
Yeah, they'll claim it's some libertarian colonel did it or something. I'm telling you, you can just see it happening. You can write the script.
I got another question for you. The net neutrality, how they're trying to, pass all these FCC BS
laws
for us, for the internet. You think there's new phones now that have the fingerprints on them? You think
absolutely
is that part of it? Like
the admitted plan a decade ago was that all keyboards and all phones will be biometric by law globally. China's going to this, and then if you have three strikes. No, not convicted, but three strikes on the internet of copyright violation or bad behavior, you'll be banned from the internet. So that's what an internet ID is about, is to tax and then kick you off the web and basically put you in a non-digital gulag, like putting Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto. So you're dead on, brother. Thank you for the call, Francis. Who's up next, guys? Andy in Nebraska, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
God bless you guys for what you do. About the nuke thing, Lucifer already revealed plans to attack that Pennsylvania city. So anyone with half a brain, especially here in Nebraska, know it happened.
All right, well, your phone's breaking up. I appreciate your call. Notice when the globalist stage attacks, it's the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma City. It's, you know, 9/11, it's the World Trade Center, but they never attack the UN or actual globalist. So when they set a nuke off, God forbid, but I've seen the propaganda getting ready for that, just watch, it won't be, or they might actually nuke the Congress when it's in session, though, and that'd really bring in martial law. I mean, these little Congress critters need to know that they're going to be set up because they know where the bodies are buried. In fact, if I was the globalist, I might actually blow up Congress during a State of the Union and get rid of all of them at once.
I believe she was referring also to Guccifer, the emails that were leaked saying that Philadelphia was the false flag target for a nuclear attack in 2015.
And he got into world leaders' emails. He's in prison, and he said they're planning a nuclear false flag. I forgot. Great point, caller. Sorry, you were so distorted, I couldn't hear you. Could you hear her?
Barely, but I think that's what she
was. We need to go big on this, because, I mean, I'm telling you, I really felt bad when I saw them attack me yesterday, and we haven't been covering it enough.
This is the ultimate thing. I mean, this is the ultimate
game. We need to be covering Guccifer, confirm what we said about nukes. I mean, Guccifer got into the head of NATO's emails and world leaders' emails, admittedly.
Well, I think we've talked about it so much, someone just needs to put together a compendium piece of it, of all of us. All
we also need to realize history's happening. I mean, this is devastatingly real. We know this is real.
I mean, we could sit here and talk about it all day, but at the end of the day, if a nuke does go off and they simply say, Libertarian parties did it, and here's what I believe they'll say, they'll just say keyword ISIS.
I hear you.
ISIS helped them because they both hate America.
That's right. And give your rights up. Chris in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Great to be on air. Proud Info Warrior. Prison Planet subscriber.
Thank you.
Been set for several years. I really appreciate everything all your reporters do. This right here, this missing nuke issue that we got going on, this is perfect for the Info War, and I'm going to tell you how, because this is something that transcends all Black Lives Matter, all the stuff that's going on with the police right now. This affects everybody. Black, white, green, yellow, it does not matter. This affects you. That's the angle right there. You could take this and say, hey, listen, did you know that these nuclear bombs came up missing and there was a massive cover-up? This is a groundbreaking, wide open, that can transcend all the garbage. Absolute pure garbage that's going on right now with the Black Lives Matter movement and with the whole police brutality issues that we
have. Let me ask you this question, and in your gut, Chris, why do you think they're now attacking us over this 2 years later?
I think, in my gut feeling, the reason why they're attacking right now with this is because we had one info warrior who had the gall to ask Rick Santorum the question, which brought it into they couldn't just cover that up. They couldn't just sweep that under the rug. That brought it back to the forefront. So then they had to start running cover stories behind it. They'd be like, oh, well,
that's right.
You know.
Chris, you're awesome. Call me back tomorrow. These callers are so incredible. Carl, Todd, if you call me tomorrow, I'll get you on. I apologize. We're out of time. We got to just keep discussing this tomorrow. In fact, we're going to continue tomorrow with this. Anthony, final comment.
I think ultimately Chris hit it right on the head. We've brought it to the forefront. Now they're just playing cleanup.
Yeah, so I guess that's it. I mean, it was forced out. Because they had a total blackout before. And I mean, to do that takes a lot of control, folks. This has been a big story. Pray for us. We'll pray for you. Great job with the crew. Lord willing, 11 a.m. tomorrow. We'll be here live. I tell you. Ooh.